This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Yeah, and Ali still away sick. Hopefully she's going to be feeling better. Back on the breakfast show that you can hear on the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M with Flan, Ali and Spider.
What do you love about winter? Oh. First day of winter. Flan, we'll start with you. See if you... I know Ali's, I reckon.
I love wearing all my warm jackets.
Yep.
I love getting... You have 2 days in a row worn long pants.
Yeah.
I'm starting to freak out. Are you running out of washing?
No, no, I'm back. I'm back tomorrow. You're good? Just have to do something afterwards.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
No worries, so you love... You thick
my leather
jackets.
Jacket. Yeah, yeah, I get my bikey jacket out and I wear that around and I pretend I can ride a motorbike.
And you're a fan of Ugg boots?
I love Ugg boots. Happy to wear them all day long, actually, this time of the year. Yep. Can't do that in spring, autumn, summer.
Well, my wife, Cherie, she brought a pair of Ugg boots, but they're coated in plastic so she can wear them outside.
Oh, I've seen these ones. They're clever. Has it got the little zipper in them?
I think so. I don't know. I don't really look at
them. They're like those snow boots. They're $39.99. I was looking at them yesterday on Facebook. Yeah, they look good.
Yeah.
Because they've got the treaded sole on them too. When I'm in my Uggies, they're so, I've had them so long.
Yeah.
But the bottom is just like, they're flat. They're like slicks for a motor, for a motor vehicle.
And they're worn in.
And I can get sideways in those. Don't worry about that. I've had a few falls. Uh-huh. What do you like about it, Al?
Al, I love the... The smell of fire pits at night. Oh,
good call.
Oh.
Good call.
It just is amazing.
What
anyone
about you?
Complain about fire pits? Because people do complain about
it. What do you mean?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
What for?
I think in Brisbane, they're banned.
What are you complaining about?
Do you know what I love? They do. They talked about banning them in Brisbane.
Yes.
You're quite right, Al. And what I love is when you put your clothes on the next day.
Oh,
and they've been on the line. You and they smell of smoke.
You can never lie where you've been after you've been to a fire, can you?
It's true. I absolutely love them.
All right, Spider.
You know mine? 40? I love the snow. The snow.
The snow.
Fair.
Because I love it either. It's going to be freezing cold or boiling hot.
Yeah.
I don't like this middle weather.
Yeah.
So I love the snow. To be able to wake up and walk outside, and you've lived in Canada, so you'd understand this. But
so amazing.
Australia's very special in the way that we're able to stay up at our ski fields.
Yeah.
A lot of places around the world you can't, but when you can walk straight outside into everything that's absolutely white, it's just fascinating.
Falls Creek, mate, amazing place. You can ski from your front door down to the lift and then ski back to your front door at the end of the day. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. Well, look at that. Three things we all love about winter. Well,
and Queenslanders love the Aldi snow sale.
Yeah.
That's not far away.
The second day of winter is tomorrow, where we will have, on the second day of winter, two games of the 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. All right. Now, Flan, we've asked Flan to be in charge of the questions to go on the podcast. So anything could be asked here. Right.
So this is the 6 hour.
Are they going to be quite... Highbrow?
No.
Okay. Right.
No.
He's taking this serious.
I tried. Right, I wanted to be both entertaining and interesting.
Spider Knight. Here we go.
Watch me fall short. Here we go. Question one was Mark McGowan was the Premier of an Australian state. He stepped down this week.
Spider. WA.
WA is correct, Spider. Good, well done. Good, you're on it.
Yeah.
How many bones are there in the thigh of a human?
Spider.
Yes.
One.
Correct.
Oh, what?
Because the lower leg, there's two.
Ah, nice. Here we go. Beginning with W, I want you to name a Queensland motor raceway.
I know. Willow Bank.
Correct, Al. Yes. Well done, buddy. Okay. I reckon I'm backing Al in on this one here, too.
Okay.
Right, go, Flan.
We want you to name the lead singer who just quit the Angels.
Spider.
Go on.
Dave Gleason.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
He stepped down as an angel. Boy, saw that coming.
No one did. All right, so there's some questions for tomorrow's 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. What?
Great questions.
Yeah, by the way, great questions, Flan.
I'll give you the wink.
Yes, you're doing them from now on.
No, I'm not.
All right, here comes the podcast. Anthony Albanese, it started off when Julia Gillard was our Prime Minister. We heard from Julia with her Leader's Diary, and now it's Albo. We get a page out of Albo's Leader's Diary coming up. Bin chickens.
Oh, yum.
Some people like to boil them up and put a bit of fish sauce on them.
It's illegal. We've got to make that point. But hey, how would you cook one?
There is that and the story around someone that's just done that. Awkward medical emergencies.
Oh, my God.
We asked the Gold Coast because there's a friend of yours whose son Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of an awkward story.
It is an awkward story. Yeah. He got a tick, but it was downstairs.
Not good.
Behind the front door and in front of the back door.
I mean, we understand.
Yeah, medical emergencies, your calls on that Gold Coast. And named that year the greatest radio quiz the world has ever heard
ever
and seen. There's a controversial rule change on name that year.
Yeah, I like it.
And I do too.
I'll tell you what, the replacement for the injured player today wasn't happy about it.
No, exactly. That to come. Here it is, the Flan Alley and Spider podcast.
On Listener, this is the Flan Alley and Spider podcast.
Yeah, we've got the leader's diary for you coming up in about a minute or so, but that's Albo's private thoughts. But Mark McGowan, the Premier of Western Australia, one of his strongest allies, resigned this week. And I was talking to a mate about it who's not very political at all, and he goes, hang on, didn't he get eaten by a crocodile? No. That happened in Western Australia. Mark McGowan resigned as the Premier. Yep. But over here in Queensland, up in North Queensland, a bloke from the Gold Coast called Marcus McGowan got nibbled on by a crocodile.
But Mark McGowan, he stepped away because he said it's just too hard.
He's exhausted, he said.
How can you be exhausted sitting in business class having lunch and dinner brought to you, handballing jobs off and getting driven around every day?
Can I just say, thank you for summing that up. That's exactly how I feel. I'd love to be the Premier of a state. I wouldn't quit because of exhaustion. It'd be corruption.
Okay.
Well, Paul Pasali style.
It did start, the leader's diary started when Julia Gillard was Prime Minister, and now with Anthony Albanese being our Prime Minister, the leader's diary is back. Here's a page from it.
Dear diary, stuff me mushrooms, what a week, what a weekly. The Labor Premier of Western Australia resigned, Mark McGowan. Can you believe it? Exhaustion, he reckons. On the same day, a bloke with the same name gets attacked by a crocodile in Queensland. And some Queenslanders thought a politician got gobbled up. Like, as if a crocodile would eat a politician. I mean, some things even make crocodiles crook. They reckon Bob Katter attacked a crocodile once at a Parliament House Christmas party. It ate him, crocodile got crook, chucked him up. And that's how you get nominated for pre-selection in North Queensland. The press asked Bob Katter why he attacked the crocodile, and all he said was, oh, he looked at me funny. The health minister comes into my office, reckons there's a new study saying men should sit down to wee. I said to him, I'm not telling Aussie blokes that, you tell them. He said, just tell them Bob Katter lies down to wee. I said, I'm not playing dirty. He said, Prime Minister, because it is two words, he said, Prime Minister, you know the difference between a politician and a polo ball? I said, no, I don't. And he said, if you try really hard, you could probably eat a polo ball. Anyway, better crack on with it. I'm Anthony Stormin Norman Albanese, something like the 31st Prime Minister of Australia.
The Gold Coast Triple M takes no responsibility for anything Flan says.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
I don't know if you caught up with this little bit of audio, but it comes out of the Sunshine Coast, and it's about a guy who unofficially, well, he took the unofficial official mascot of the 2032 Olympic Games in Brisbane, a bin chicken, home.
Oh.
He took one home and he thought, you know what? When you look at some of the other animals, bird animals, like the turkey tastes pretty good over Christmas time.
Sure does.
We know chickens, quail, pigeon, all of those.
The old rose chook.
The rose chook.
They call it the bachelor's handbag, the bag it comes in.
Yeah, there you go. Well, have a listen, because the gentleman who went to court over stealing a bin chicken, this is what he wanted to do with it.
Tommy.
How many bin chickens did you kill?
One.
Why did you kill it?
Can't eat it.
Did it taste any good?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
How are you going to cook it?
I just boil it up with fish sauce.
Fish sauce. He's going to boil it up with fish sauce?
You put a bit of ginger on there too.
Can I hear that little bit
again? Yeah, let's hear it again.
Let's hear the whole lot.
How many bin chickens did you kill?
One.
Why did you kill it?
Can't eat it.
Did it taste any good?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
How are you going to cook it?
I just boil it up with fish sauce.
I thought you got that out of MasterChef.
No, KFI, Kentucky Fried Ibis.
I was
What do you reckon it would taste like? No, honestly, do you reckon it would be tough or it wouldn't be tough?
Someone described it once as the most disgusting thing that they had ever tasted.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
But I didn't know that person, but I saw they said they're revolting. But I just take one look at their bent, funny nose and I go, I can't eat that.
Well, it would be funny because you farm everything else. Imagine a big farm of bin chickens. But would it...
They've got them. They do have bin chicken farms. They're called Tips.
Yeah. Imagine that.
In Wollongong. Yeah. My God. You've never seen... It's like an army of ibis. But, what's the plural of ibis, by the way?
Ibis.
But he only ate one.
So. Because, that with fish sauce, boiled it up. But I've got a theory. Because they eat rubbish,
yes.
Would they be considered as junk food?
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
With Ellie away, Flan, she does a segment called Ellie Asks. Mm. So with her being away, we thought we would involve you.
Oh, me?
In this.
Question. Ask me.
Flan.
Asks.
Wow.
Yeah, so you've got your own little opener and everything.
All right. I'll ask a question.
Okay.
Have you ever had a weird medical emergency? Because I rang a buddy yesterday. She's a great mum. She's got three kids. And her littlest one had been sort of frolicking around down in a river and in the bush a bit. And he came back and she noticed he wasn't quite right. He was scratching and they found a tick.
Oh.
It had got into his pants.
Oh, hang on. No, why do you have to... Can we ask? Can we please not have... Can Flan not ask?
Okay. I'm happy to stop.
So it was an awkward spot.
It was a very awkward spot. Where? It's in what you might call no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
So it's between crater and a mountain.
Yep, with you.
If you know what I mean. It's downstairs.
It doesn't see much sun.
Not at all. So tell us about your weird medical emergency.
How did they get rid of it?
That's the thing. She said to him, the young bloke, how did you notice it? And he said, I was just trying to scratch my ghoulies, Mum.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking strange medical emergencies off the back
of this. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I know that.
But Dad had to dig it out because he wouldn't let Mum go anywhere near it.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you've had a weird medical emergency, maybe a tick, maybe anything else, we don't mind. If it was weird and embarrassing, we would love to know.
I had I cut my finger once. This is weird. It wasn't weird because I cut my finger.
No.
It was the fact that when I went to the doctors to get it stitched up, he's going, oh, gee, that's a big cut. How'd you do it? And I said, on Tupperware.
A bit weird.
It was a blade on Tupperware, and I cut myself washing Tupperware. Right. Kim in Narang. Kim, what's that weird medical emergency?
Well, my hubby and I were watching TV one night and I scratched the side of my thigh and burst a vein and ended up in hospital on every blip to death.
What? Holy hell.
What, you scratch it with razor blades?
No, I scratched it with my fingernail and the blood was spurting out at right angles to my leg.
Kim.
So my husband got a towel and held it up there. We nearly filled up the towel between here and Pindara. So that wasn't much
between Narang and Pindara. You soaked a towel with your own blood from scratching your leg.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That
looked just bizarre.
That to me beats a tick near the bum hole.
Serious medical. All right, Kim, hang in there. We're just going to.
Okay, Jamie and Merrimack. Jamie, when was your medical emergency?
I was at school. I used to get an itchy ear occasionally and scratch my ear with my pencil.
Uh-huh.
And this particular day, I scratched my ear with my pencil, but it was a Pacer pencil.
Yeah.
And the cap off the eraser got lodged in my ear.
Oh.
And I tried to get it out, couldn't. And got to the point where they had to take it out under a local in hospital because of the suction when they were pulling it out.
Oh.
Super painful.
Oh, my God.
Nearly burst my eardrum doing it, yeah.
When you got an eraser in your ear, did your mind go blank?
Oh. You were waiting to do that. Thank you, Jamie.
Looks like Chopper had erased his ears as well.
At the outside.
Okay. Thank you, Jamie. Hang in there in the running for those Jackson Brown tickets. Let's go out to Jack Pines now.
Harley, good morning, mate. How are you? What's your weird medical emergency?
A few years ago, I was at Palmetto's driving range. I used to get the weeds out of the water there.
Oh, yeah.
And I decided that I would relieve myself in the water. And a couple of leeches decided to jump on the end of...
Really? What?
Leeches don't jump, do they?
Well, I don't know if they jumped. They went for a swim inside the end of the rock.
Okay, I'm with you. Yeah, all right. Thank you.
You must be pretty impressed that even leeches love it.
Okay.
Well, I was. Yeah, I ended up having to go to Ravina Hospital.
Yes.
And while I was in there, they had six new trainee nurses on.
Can I just back you up on that one? That's happened to me.
Yeah.
I had to show so many different people my private parts.
All right. Okay.
On the last morning in hospital, mate, a woman walked in and I just jumped out of bed and I pulled down my pants and she said, "No, I'm just from admin, love. Just sign this form."
Okay.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Here we go. It's aim that year.
Yeah, and a brand new month means that we're playing for a new monthly NTY Cup. And Ellie not here. Jules, the producer, here to step in for Ellie, but...
No. What do you mean?
No.
But...
Right. The committee's got together.
Yeah. Yeah, which committee's this one?
The government, and even Elbo and Dutton gave us a call the other day.
Bipartisan on this.
Yeah, and they said the new rules for Name That Year moving forward, if you're away, you forfeit your spot for that day.
Oh, I'm shot then.
No. That means I don't get a turn.
You don't get a turn.
Ever again.
No, ever again.
That's it. New rules.
From this moment on. Confident. I was so excited.
Jules, sorry if I could politely ask you to leave the studio.
Well,
you two are brutal.
I will try and leave politely.
No, well, the committee has got together. Thanks, Jules.
Yeah, good. If you're away and you don't text us with any dates or any times or anything, you are out.
Tell your story, pal.
Yep. Okay.
Goodbye, Jules.
Bye, Jules. Brand new month. Everyone is on zero.
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. Spider and Rod, name that year.
Hi, my name's Camilla Franks from the label Camilla, and I'll be presenting at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, showing my Jumbo Jumbo collection.
Yeah, so the Jumbo collection. So today is, amongst other days, Wear a Dress Day. So Camilla makes obviously her unique dresses.
Yeah.
What year did the Camilla fashion label launch?
Oh, Camilla Spider.
Yes.
I know it was in the 90s, but what year in the 90s?
Sorry, I might as well just stop you there.
I was going to say 94.
All right, save time.
Okay, you're asking the wrong, completely wrong people.
You know, Camilla's are very colourful.
Yeah, yes. Just
2001, Al.
Is not right, but 2003.
Oh, hang on.
Surprisingly close.
How far? I wasn't far off.
94.
Yeah, but you just abused me by saying all the 90s is out.
No, this is as good as a mile.
But if I said 99, I'm only 5 years off.
Yeah, but you were more than that.
Yeah, I went a bit early, didn't I?
I think you did. Right. Not the first time.
Don't worry about it, Peter.
Okay. Well done, Rod.
Okay, well done, Rodney.
There we go. Name that year.
You know, learned my lesson. I can honestly say that I'm a changed man. Mm. No longer a danger to society. That's God's honest truth.
So that's from The Shawshank Redemption. What a movie.
Yeah,
it's a great movie. One of the great actors, Morgan Freeman, having a birthday.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Spider.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman. What year?
Morgan Freeman. Yes. Well, if old mate was up 93 yesterday...
Clint Eastwood is old mate that you're talking
about. Yeah, old mate, yeah. I reckon he's a little bit younger than that.
What year?
So, oh, thank you. I am going to go 1942.
No.
Rod the newsreader.
Yes, Rod.
Morgan Freeman, born in 1939.
It's 37.
Oh, what?
He's 86 today.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I'm terrible.
He wears gold earrings in the old traditional sailor tradition. If you pass away overseas, you'll have enough to cover your funeral. And he does that with his little golden earrings.
Really?
He really does.
Okay. Are they hoop?
They are hoops.
Hoopy okay. earrings. All right. Hey, did you want to go a clean sweep?
Sure, why not?
Wow. All right.
This is a crap game.
But I will go down with their shit.
So this is... Florian Cloud de Bonneville O'Malley Armstrong.
Also known as...
Dido. All right. On this day in a particular year, Dido released... Your spider's looking at me very strangely.
Dido was a dog. That's Fido.
That's Fido. All right, anyway. So she released an album called No Angel. In what year? On this day in a particular
year. If one of us get this right...
Yes.
We are, and we should be embarrassed.
Okay, well,
Dido was a great album.
Rod the newsreader, she did a great version with Eminem as well. 1995, Al.
Not right, sorry, Rod.
I think it was later than that. 98.
It was 99.
Oh, yes.
So no clean sweep for you, Rod.
But I get a point.
Yeah,
no. No, I don't.
Rod's on the board with one. And what are you?
I'm on zip.
All right.
Everybody. Don't look at me like that, Rodney.
Oh, look, it's brightened my day immeasurably.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.